Aircheckdownloads.com.
It really is a fabulous record and a fabulous tour. If you get a chance to see REM on their Green Tour, do. That's their current single. It's Orange Crush, 9:13 on Radio 1. And checking out today's top stories, Rod has his news file.
Thank you, Simon. In the news, President Bush flies into London Heathrow around 6 o'clock this evening. He'll be greeted by Mrs. Thatcher. She'll be there to say hello to him. Leaders of the train drivers union, ASLEF, are meeting to decide whether to make the unofficial tube strike in London official. They'll need to ballot first on that, of course. Staff at passport offices are due to vote on whether to stage industrial action in support of striking colleagues on Merseyside. And if you're a holidaymaker, you already face a long backlog in getting your application processed. And the passport staff say that's because there's not enough of them to do it. And after National No Smoking Day, today is World Tobacco, No Tobacco Day today. So, that's on the news file. And
good one,
if I can just see over Sybil's shoulder, which is always a bit tricky at this time of day, it's 9:14.
Well, I was reading in the paper all about Peter Sissons being poached from ITN by the Beeb, rumoured for about 400, 500 grand and all this kind of amount of money. In the paper this morning, ITN say they're going to go for Jeremy Paxman, one of the BBC guys who's on the television, and I just wondered whether you'd had any approaches at all.
Well, in view of all this poaching that's going on,
yes,
Peter Sissons being poached, the view generally is that I'm in for a scrambling.
You're in for a scrambling?
Yes, I'm going to be scrambled.
What is that? Is that good or bad?
I think it's probably bad.
I think you're probably right. Waterfront and Cry, and before that, the great Roxy Music single, All I Want Is You, 9:21. Well, all the way through the programme today, we've been declaring Radio 1 National Amnesty Day. People borrow LPs and they basically never return them. Until today, when everybody across the UK is knocking on their neighbour's door, say, you know that party you had a few years ago? Well, I borrowed this. It's got a few stains on it. I'm sorry about that, but here you are. You can have it back. So what we've done is we've compiled a top 10 of all the LPs that people have mentioned as they've been calling in and saying, this is basically the album that I should have returned and never did. To accompany it, I think, one of the most borrowed albums. Can we have a little bit of Tubular Bells? There you go. Okay, so in the nation's most borrowed LP list, at number 10, The Sound of Music. Also the most returned LP, you might like to know. There it is at number 10, The Sound of Music, Julie Andrews, Christopher Plummer, and A Load of Nuns. At number 9, A Night at the Opera by Queen. Number 8, The Best of the Monkees by the Monkees. Number 7, it's Led Zepp 4 with that scratch track. Is it track 3, side 2? Is it Stairway to Heaven? Something like that, I think it is. It's always in a worse state than the rest of it. At number 6, it's Rio, Duran Duran, the Rio album. The Thriller album by Michael Jackson is at number 5. Number 4 is Dark Side of the Moon by Deep Purple. This would make a good program, actually. The nation's most borrowed LP list. Number 3, this is it, Tubular Bells from Mike Oldfield, the album that started the Virgin Record Company rolling. Number 2, the most borrowed and the most scratched LP, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel. And at number 1 in our brand new and exciting borrowed LP list, the most borrowed album in the UK is The Beatles' Sgt. Pepper.
Aircheckdownloads.com.